Time now for Success Strategies with John Ellsworth, a program designed to help you achieve better control over your dairy business.
Oh, yes, about that planning your work. I was talking to an executive recently who was sitting next to me on a flight from Chicago. As we discussed our business prospects for 2009, he sounded absolutely depressed. Given what's going on in the U.S. economy right now, I can understand why a person might be a bit worried. The stock market is down 40%, financing is difficult to locate at present, and the big R word, recession, seems to be in the air. Motivational expert Napoleon Hill, however, said the following, and it's one of life's most unusual rules, and I quote, "There is one unbeatable rule for the mastery of sorrows and disappointments, and that is the transmutation of those emotional frustrations through definitely planned work. It is a rule which has no equal," end of quote. Author Steve Chandler, in his book entitled 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself, adds the following, and I quote again, "Once we get the picture of who we want to be, definitely planned work is the next step on the path. Definitely planned work will inspire the energy of purpose, and without it, we suffer from a weird kind of intention deficit disorder. We are short on intention. We don't know where we're going or what we're up to," end of quote. I would add that 1 hour of planning can save you 3 hours of execution. Most of us, first of all, don't think we have time for that 1 hour to spend planning. We're too busy. Doing what, you might ask? Clearing up yesterday's messes, which were likely caused by a lack of planning yesterday or last week. Number three, don't just wander aimlessly, hoping it'll all work out. As management expert Peter Drucker states, and I quote, "Don't confuse motion with progress," end of quote. Be proactive, not reactive this time. A carefully planned meeting can take one-third of the time that an unplanned meeting takes. Likewise, a carefully planned day can take about a third of the time that an unplanned free-for-all day takes. So take the time to plan, both with your team and without your team. Your planning will provide you with a clear, well-thought-out approach to your work, as well as a real sense of purpose, instead of simply responding to endless series of crises. Take the time to plan your work today, and if necessary, get away for an hour. I find that it's really beneficial to clear my head and allows me to think more clearly. Take the time to get away. I think you'll be glad you did.
Thanks, John. You've been listening to Success Strategies with John Ellsworth. If you'd like to reach John, you may call him at Success Strategies Incorporated in Modesto, California at 209-988-8960 or visit his website at www.success-strategies.com.
Dr. Bovine, therapist to the cows.
Doctor, I've just been feeling so moody and stressed out. I haven't had much of an appetite either. I usually eat like a cow.
It could be stress from calving or even extreme temperatures. Either way, it means lower milk production.
The cows next door put out so much more milk than I do, then they prance around on the other side of that stupid electric fence.
Betsy, just tell your farmer to add cottonseed to your ration. It's nutrient dense and proven to increase milk production and butter fat.
I bet that fence isn't even electrified.
Just add cottonseed.
USDA reports that Oceania milk production is steady to trending lower seasonally. Australia's output is currently close to that of a year ago, and the outlook is for production to move below year-ago levels due to a continued lack of water for pasture growth and irrigation and higher-than-normal temperatures. New Zealand milk production is declining from peak levels, with the rate of decline heavier than expected. Again, lack of moisture impacting pasture growth and quality is cited as the reason. Western European milk production is also trending lower and is at levels close to last year at this time. Tomorrow, National Milk's Chris Galen tells us why the Federation opposes the Agriculture Department's announced barter program to sell back non-fat dry milk purchased through the price support program, and Select Sires has its weekly reproductive moment in our second half. That's today's Dairy News. I'm Lee Milkey, and this is
America's Dairy Life.